Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Today's Thursday in the octave of Easter, and Father reflect on today's Gospel from St. Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, Have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of baked fish and he took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Father.
All right, so once again, we have another appearance of our Lord to the disciples, and they're incredulous, which means they don't believe, and they think they're seeing a ghost. And then this is one of the most classic parts of the gospel where he says, basically tells them he's not a ghost, but he says, "Do you have anything for me to eat?" And, the church fathers say that the reason he eats something in front of him is to prove that, yep, I'm a person, I'm hungry, and I want something to eat. And I was trying to think about what does that mean spiritually to us. I guess the question which struck me in meditation this morning is, how do we give Jesus something to eat? the only gospel that I could think of that was similar to this was when he asked the woman at the well to give him something to drink. And her love, he wanted her devotion, he wanted her her sin, he wanted her conversion. And I think that's precisely how we give Jesus something to eat, is by actually partaking of our devotion towards him. By eating his flesh and blood is actually giving him something to eat, because his death and resurrection have meaning to us when we seek him in prayer and worship in mass. Mental prayer, I think, is giving him something to eat. Talking to his mom, is giving him something to eat. But I think once that we see here in this gospel that the Lord has not just a divine heart, but a human heart, that wants human means, wants our in our humanity to show our devotion towards him. And because he's not a ghost, he truly is true God and true man. So today, maybe think about any time we're doing anything worthwhile, which is virtuous, and doing our work or making a sacrifice, is look at it as in this way, that we're giving the hungry Jesus something to eat, and he truly is alive. God bless.